pearl divers and sponge fishermen have been doing it for thousands of years, swimming to depths and holding their breath underwater for periods of time most of us would find excruciating. It's called free diving, and it's emerging as a popular sport here in the U.S. and around the world. Free diving fans call it addictive, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, it's also risky.
David and Robert Richardson have been diving most of their lives. Robert's 20, David's 16. After a day of spearfishing recently, the brothers decided to do some free diving, seeing how deep they could go on one lungful of air. David got down to the bottom in 90 feet of water and was headed back up when he blacked out.
The next thing I remember, I was waking up, you know, coughing and spitting blood in the back of the boat.
Fortunately for David, his brother Robert was also in the water and coming up after his dive to the bottom.
And I looked down and I saw David was had stopped moving. I was like, well, that's not right. So I grab him and start heading up to the surface. And then the next thing I know, I was in the back of the boat.
Robert got to the surface holding his brother and also instantly blacked out. Friends in a nearby boat quickly took action, rescuing them from almost certain drowning. As dramatic a story as it is, among free divers and spear fishermen, it's not uncommon. Last year in the Florida Keys alone, at least 3 people died while free diving, and even the most seasoned free divers experience blackouts. People like Mandy Ray Cruikshank.
Like, I've had probably about 10 blackouts, but they look bad to people watching them because our eyes are usually open, we're unconscious, you know, we're very blue in the lips when it happens and we're not breathing. You look like you're dead, essentially.
Cruikshank, along with husband and dive partner Kirk Kroc, are apostles of the fast-growing sport of competitive freediving. They trained escape artist David Blaine for his recent record-setting appearance on Oprah, where he stayed underwater for 17 minutes. They've also worked with Tiger Woods, another freediving enthusiast. Kroc and Cruikshank run courses in freediving, in which they teach students about safety, and Cruikshank says also about physiology.
In the 1950s, doctors thought that people couldn't dive deeper than 50 meters because our alveoli and our lungs would implode and we'd die. And we have what's called mammalian diving reflexes that help us out.
Those are reflexes humans share with seals, dolphins, and other marine mammals. Researchers have learned that as people go underwater, their heart rates slow and blood vessels constrict, reducing flow to the extremities so more oxygen is sent to the brain. The downside of the diving response is that as divers near the surface, their constricted blood vessels return to normal, and there can be a sudden lack of oxygen to the brain, causing a blackout, too often leading them to drown in shallow water.
Just kind of get a little briefing before we get out there.
Kirk Kroc devotes much of his freediving classes to safety, stressing the buddy system and not pushing beyond your limits. But he also shows students breathing and kicking techniques that get them deeper and keep them underwater longer than most have ever experienced before. Many divers find that after several training sessions, they can stay underwater for 3 minutes or longer. One of the 9 students going out on the boat this day is 60-year-old Angel Vasquez. After 35 years of spearfishing and freediving, he realizes he's been doing it wrong.
You come to this class and you realize that it's a totally different way of doing things. Your breath holds and a preparation for it.
Okay, swim it in.
We're on a boat in 200 feet of water in the middle of Biscayne Bay. After 3 hours in the water, Kroc and Cruikshank students clamber back into the boat. Most, like Angel Vasquez, are elated. He checks the depth calculator on his wrist.
Be deep. It says deep. You went below 99.
Hello, yes.
So, Angel, what you're saying today, you went down to 99 feet?
Feet twice and didn't even feel like, no problem at all coming up or anything. It was just incredible. Just incredible.
In Florida, California, Hawaii, anywhere there's water, free diving is growing in popularity. Cruikshank says with better training and information, she hopes the sport can outgrow the perception that it's a death-defying activity. But pushing the envelope always carries risk. French competitor Audrey Mester died during a dive in 2002. Cruikshank nearly set a new record recently in the Cayman Islands. She swam to a depth of more than 300 feet, but on her return blacked out and was brought up by her safety diver, partner Kirk Kroc. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.